Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the latest from YumaDailyNews.com. A local congressman for Yuma has called on Governor Ducey to act on the teacher shortage that is happening statewide. It's also affecting districts here in Yuma County. You can read more all about that now at YumaDailyNews.com. And a man from Yuma has now been formally charged after being accused of sexual assault. It happened when he broke into a victim's home and touched her against her will. We do have that story now up at the website, YumaDailyNews.com. And a blind girl in Phoenix has been getting ready to fly an airplane. The 14-year-old girl told Arizona's family that she'll fly the plane across the U.S. with three flight instructors. The girl has completed 120 hours of training. She says she's not just doing this to prove to others this can be done. She's also showing herself that she can do this. The flight will take place in October. If you have any ideas or local news stories you want us to look at, send it to us through email, newsroom@yumadailynews.com. We'll take a look. That's the latest for now. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Woo! I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio, of course, this morning, as always, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so, good day at the fair yesterday.
I did. Yeah? They opened up at 3 o'clock. We were there at 2:30. Just me and the baby girl. Caitlin the terrorist.
That's Caitlin the terrorist. Well, and of course, we have fun this morning. We're going to have Luz Rios talking to us this morning. Good morning, Luz.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm really excited to be here today.
How much coffee have you had already?
I have not had any. I am just living off the energy.
I'd be afraid to give her coffee.
I know. Yeah, me too, actually. That's okay. It was like we were discussing who the guest was going to be this week. And I'm like, oh, Luz. Oh, perfect. Yeah, she'll make sure I'm awake this morning. And so we are going to talk about, for the first half hour of the show this morning, we're going to talk about a super fun event that the Chamber has coming up, the Amazing Race Yuma County, not affiliated with the Amazing Race TV show or CBS. Get that little disclaimer in.
You have to do that, huh?
Have to do that, right. Yeah. But somewhat only loosely based off the TV show, actually. It's more about getting out to the businesses around town. But I wanted Luz to come in this morning because she was a racer last year.
How did you do?
Horrible.
Okay.
No, she didn't.
I understand.
But it's the experience of it all. And so did you want me to go through like how it works or?
You talk about what I really want is because I did get to do the race sort of, because for those that don't know, the staff do a test run of the race before the race actually happens.
Okay.
So every challenge you did, I did too.
Okay.
But it's not the same because I'm not racing. I'm just kind of like, let's see how this goes. Mm. And you were under a time constraint.
Listen.
And so I just want your perspective of, because we still have teams available. We still have, if people want to do this, teams are available. It is open to the public. The biggest restriction is you have to be 18 or older.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. So I want you to tell everybody out there what it was like.
And I will, and before we begin, and I really want to, if you have a business, or if you are a part of a business, I really, really, really encourage you to participate, whether it's with friends or cousins or somebody, but make sure that your business participates because this is really a team building activity. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no idea how much I bonded with the people because I work by myself, so it's right. It's hard sometimes. But I gathered around with other business owners in the community, and you have no idea what a bonding experience this is. I mean, because you are fighting, you are laughing, you are crying, you are laughing. It is a whole plethora of emotions, okay? But with this, it's really about communicating, about seeing each other's strengths and weaknesses. And so you want to make sure that your team, your employees or the people around you get together with you and do this. Because for me, I'm still like super close. I am waiting to the days that I can get some cookies.
I need a list of the names you went with so I can discover your weaknesses. I want to find out.
Well, I'm not patient.
You know them.
I'm not, and I think I'm the boss, and I'm not either. But for me, you know, when we started, and I sang a song in front of everyone. You know, do you want me to sing my Amazing Race song? Okay, I'm going to sing it anyways. Okay, ready? Amazing Race, how sweet it is to be part of a team that goes through trials and challenges, but wins in victory. Yeah! And I was not victorious because I was waiting on it. But whatever.
Yeah, you can't hear it, but I just played the applause button.
Okay. applause.
And it's the morning. I haven't even warmed up or anything. But that's how I began the whole race, because I was like, we're going to win. And then the first challenge, we lost. So it's part of...
You didn't lose on the first
challenge. We saw other people that did it. The first challenge. No, there's different challenges, okay? So it's not going to be the same. But it was just... I thought it was going to be easier. You know, I thought, you know, this is going to be so easy. And so I am by nature, like, take charge. Like, I'm like, we're going to do this. And then I realized I am not good at that, because there's other people that have better strategies. And it really opened me up to, like, take a step back and let other people that know what they're doing do what they do.
So what did you find the hardest last year? I mean, you're right. It is all different challenges this year. So what happened last year.
Okay.
What did you find the hardest?
So for me, the hardest was the balloon tying, right?
The balloon tying.
We were at the Holiday Inn?
We were at the Holiday Inn, yeah.
And it was just, you had to tie balloons a certain way. And I was like, that's so easy. And then doing it with a team and then making sure that you did it right. I was like, oh, this is not... Okay, I don't know what I'm doing.
So last year they had their very first challenge before they could even leave. They had a balloon bouquet, and they were given a helium tank and balloons and ribbons and everything, and they had to match the balloon bouquet.
Oh, gosh.
And you have no idea. It's so funny, because they're all in a hurry, and they're all hyped up. And I think we ended up with more balloons either popped or on the ceiling, because they didn't tie them, and they're like, oh, my balloon's on the ceiling now. You know, and they couldn't reach it. Or, you were not the only one that struggled with balloons.
And it was the first one, so I was already, like, frustrated. I was like, guys. And that was the beauty. Like, on our way to the next challenge, they were like, okay, you know, what are strategies we can do? What are things that we can do to kind of litigate these situations? And I was still mad, but it's okay, you know. And then we went to a bank, and they were like, we're just going to count change. And I was like, I definitely got this. And then there was, like, a big 50 cent in there, and that kept on throwing everything off. Yep. And
well, and it's funny, because I thought counting money at a bank, I'm like, how hard can that be? Mm-mm. Until you're in a hurry. And when you're in a hurry and you're stressed out or whatever, Luce, I will tell you, it took the chamber staff, when we did that, it took us 3 tries to get the amount right at the bank.
My gosh. No. So yeah, you would think, yeah, this is so easy. No, it's and then I think we went to the airport, and at the airport, we had to,
It was a water truck, empty water truck.
How much does that, it was
it's
huge.
It's a truck.
About as much as your house. It weighs as much as your house.
So we had to haul by hand.
And push it.
Pull.
They had a rope.
By hand. A water truck. And we're 4 girls. Oh, my gosh. We should get men on our team. We'll talk about that later. But we had 4 girls trying to pull a water truck that was like 20 million pounds. And I was just like, yeah.
But see, that was to get out your frustrations from the balloons. So yeah, so it's the airport is one of the challenge locations again this year. I mean, I'll say where the challenge locations are. I'm not saying what the challenges are clearly, but keep in mind that we have told everybody if they're a repeat, they have to come up with a different challenge this year. So you still have no idea what the airport's going to come up with. Regardless, I'm sure it'll be something cool. What was your favorite?
My favorite. So the Better Business Bureau and Mary Kay teamed up, and they did, like, you had to go do, like, makeup, right? Blindfolded, right? And I was just like, maybe I could do this. And I could, no, it was very bad. But I accomplished the task, but my counterpart looked very ugly.
Maybe they should redo that and make you do makeup while driving to work. I think you've done that. I mean, yeah,
No. That allegedly, no. Yeah. I'm about to go get a ticket. Anyways, I think the worst one for me was the puzzle. At the end, we had to do a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And I am just not I'm a doer. I am not a sitter and like kind of, no. And so you saw me when we were you there when we were doing the puzzles?
I was there for everybody.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And I will warn everybody that there is a puzzle again.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind telling everybody because it's the easiest way for us
to
track.
When you say puzzle, you mean like the ones you put together a picture?
Yeah, exactly. Puzzle. No, you know, you sit down with puzzle pieces and you...
You know what you got to put together right now is a break.
Okay, well, with that, we better take a break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
It was a cool day yesterday, but now we return you to your regularly scheduled March weather. With some warmer temperatures the next couple of days. 84 the high today, 84 tomorrow.
Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful, U.S.-based representatives. Available 24/7. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming, and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Luz Rios in here. Luz is always so much fun.
Sometimes.
No, always. Always. Thanks so much for coming
in. We call it out of control. You call it fun. It's out of control.
She's you know, I've seen her be serious. And now I have to be nice to her because she volunteered at our annual dinner, and she sat with my mom putting together tokens, and my mom told her all my secrets. So.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to learn some secrets about gambling, I'm just kidding.
About gambling, you know about that? Actually, you were a lot of fun at the... Your facial expressions are enough. You don't even have to talk.
And we're on the radio, so you can't see all the craziness, but it's okay. One day. Let me know.
Yeah. Awesome. So, Luz, we're talking about the Amazing Races coming up.
Yes.
So my biggest question is, if you were talking to another team, like somebody was kind of like, I don't know if I should do this. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's about. Would you recommend the Amazing Race to people, and why?
I would definitely recommend, 1,000,000,000% recommend the Amazing Race, because I think our lives are based on experiences, on moments, right? And no one's ever going to remember, hey, yeah, I worked 8 hours this day and I did X, Y, and Z. No, it's about really getting out of your bubble, getting out of your comfort, getting out of whatever you do on a routine basis, getting out of that and trying something new, especially with people that you work with on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. to be able to experience something new and challenges that you've never done, and to be able to have to figure it out with other people, that really makes this an experience. You know, it takes you out of your comfort zone and lets you realize, okay, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, this is what I have to work on. But on top of that, really builds that relationship with the people that you work with.
Well, and, you know, one of my favorites last year. So how did you do with in the surgery center having to play operation? Yeah, she's like, you guys can't see her face.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That one was my favorite.
I didn't know how skilled I was.
Awesome.
I need to go become a doctor. It's called dexterity. I Googled it. I did not realize, like, I was really great at maneuvering the surgical, what is
the
it
laparoscopy
called?
The equipment?
Laparoscopy. I didn't even find out what it was called. But I was great at it, you know?
Really awesome.
I kind of was just the natural. I was like, oh, yeah, this, that. And then the surgical guy was impressed by me. I'm just saying. But what I really loved about it is that I got to help like other people and be like, oh, you should try it like this, that, try it like that. And they're like, I can't do it. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. I'd be like, nope.
See, that was totally me. I had somebody else, I won't say who, on my team that was struggling with it. I said, no, I'll just do it. Because I loved it. And I was like, I can do this.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was not what I thought it was. Mm-mm. You know, those doctors, you see it like on TV or whatever, they make it look so easy. Mm-hmm. But where else do you get the opportunity to go into a surgical suite and use the actual laparoscopy equipment from?
I mean, that was the beauty. There was some businesses that I had never been into.
Mm-hmm.
And are there still spaces for businesses to participate?
They filled up pretty.
But that, for me, that was cool to be able to meet new people, mm-hmm. go to new places, because I didn't know half of the things existed here. Like, especially like that laparoscopy place.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I had never been into the Better Business Bureau building. Mm-hmm. I had, so all of these different places, like even the Holiday Inn, I had never been in that area. And so to be able to experience these new places in Yuma that are there, but I had never been into them, I was like, that's pretty cool.
I want to know who on your team had to do the stitches.
Who did it? I think Susan did it.
Okay.
And Maria did a really good job. Maria Dalton did a really good job on it. So I was impressed, because that was my tap out. I'm out of that. Yeah.
Because they had a little fake piece of, I guess, skin. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it was thicker than, you know, but it was a fake piece of skin.
Yes.
And they, with a pretend wound in it.
Yes.
And it wasn't gross. It wasn't red or anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't gross. Mm-hmm. It was just, and you had to take the curved needle and stitch it closed.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this could be, you know.
But it was, once again, I think that experience, if I had never done The Amazing Race, I would have never been able to do that, you know. And I was just, that was so cool to, like, I can't sew, but I can do the laparoscopy thing.
Yeah.
But then to be able to have, like, Susan James from what does she do? Farmers Bureau Insurance?
Yeah, Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau Insurance. She was actually really good at the stitching, too, you know.
Okay.
And then to put on surgical equipment and have to, like, put on the shoes and the scrubs and all of that. And I was like...
And it was hot.
And it was hot.
I didn't realize. No wonder they keep operating rooms at like 30 below zero.
Oh, they're freezing.
They are. But now we figured that out, because once you get all of the gown and the hat and the feet, I was sweating.
And it was on hot. A time crunch and trying to beat everyone else. Yeah. No.
It's a crazy day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just it's an absolute crazy day, and we have some really cool. So we have some new challenge locations this year. I'll tell you. I mean, because I'll tell everybody. We're actually going to release this so that everybody knows. But one of the new places is Ativo Senior Living.
Ooh, okay.
And so,
okay, what do we have to do there?
I can't tell you.
You can't. No, it's a secret.
The challenges are a secret. You can know where you're going. But the challenges are a secret. You also don't know what order we're sending people in. So Ativo could be the first stop, the last stop, the fifth stop, the sixth stop, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So we are doing the airport again.
Okay.
And First Bank Yuma is doing it again. Yuma Regional Medical Center is doing it again. I am sure they always come up with something crazy. So I'm sure there will be.
I'll take it.
There'll be something, but you know what? That's the cool thing about it is like last year with the surgical suites, you get to. I mean, I never dreamed that I would ever be in a surgical suite. You know, doing laparoscopy.
I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they'll have you put one of your team members in a drug-induced coma to see.
I will do it. I will try it. I'm sorry, team member, if anything happens to you.
Who's taking one for the team, right? I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Frontworks Music Center.
Ooh.
So that one might actually be up your alley, Luz, because I'm like, I don't, you know, so. And so that one, I actually don't know what that one's going to be yet. Lisa hasn't, because we don't require them to tell us what their challenges are until next week.
Okay.
So a lot of times, I mean, so I'll even tell you, Ativo, I don't know what they're doing.
They have musical instruments, so it may have something to do with them.
Well, that would be my best guess. But it could be, you know, music, reading music. It could be, but it could be everything from a ukulele to the piano. I mean, yeah.
They have a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's still, you know, would be very difficult to know what they're going to do.
I'm really excited just because this really brings back the shop local, the go experience Yuma locally. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to go anywhere else. We have a lot here. What inspired the chamber to do this?
See, she's turned into the interviewer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She does a good job.
She does a good job at this. No, I'm teasing, Luz.
For me, this was a really beautiful experience. I had not experienced anything like this.
So I'm a huge fan of the television show, I will admit. I mean, it is not, it's very loosely based on the television show because there's a lot of different things that we couldn't do here. But, you know, we've got a lot of great small businesses in town. And we do allow the businesses to host mixers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves our mixers. Yeah. Where's the next mixer? Okay, got it. And I heard I really missed an awesome one this past week at the fairgrounds. Yeah. But anyway, but some businesses are too small to host a mixer. I mean, they're 150 people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some businesses don't have space for, you know, 150 people, mm-hmm. you know, 200 people to wander their building. And so I was thinking during the pandemic, when we couldn't have 150 or 200 people milling about, what is something that we could do that would still get people out to different businesses in town to experience what they are and who they are and maybe see some things, like you said, that they haven't done before without having a big group, because we were still in the middle of all the COVID restrictions and was thinking about the TV show. And I'm like, well, what if we just sent teams around town? And they got to go to the businesses. And if we only had, you know, 4 or 8 or 12 people at a time showing up at these businesses, then, you know, smaller businesses that wouldn't be able to do a mixer can participate and show off what they do while still keeping all the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't necessarily intend to make it an annual thing because it was really done because it was something we could do with all the COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. Well, the COVID restrictions are gone. But it was so popular that I was like, okay, I guess we'll do it again.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Are you going to do it this year?
No. Aww. You know, I wanted to be one of the...
Challenge locations.
Yeah, but my guys are so buried. I'm so far behind. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Next year, get ready. Okay. Plan it out like 20
If it was up to me, I would... Yeah. It's just I don't do any of the work, and they complain that I...
But he had some great ideas because we were talking about what he could do, you know, being automotive. We're like, well, they could rotate tires. They could, you know.
Yeah, I just don't have the staff.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be done there.
Mm-hmm.
We'd basically have to shut down for the day to do it.
No, we know. Oh, that is so awesome.
But I think it's a great event. I mean, I really like the concept, the idea. I haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, you should come check it out. Just come hang out at one of the challenge locations. Watch everybody come through.
I could do that because I'm a non-essential employee. They don't really need me there.
You know what? You can come visit. What's at the Civic Center? The starting line and the finish line are both at the Yuma Civic Center. You might know where that is.
Is there a microphone?
Is there a microphone? I don't know that we need a microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the starting line is the only clue I will give everybody is the starting line is not balloons, Luz. You'll be relieved to know it is not balloons this year. So, But yeah, the starting line is at the Civic Center. The finish line is back at the Civic Center. Okay. And then if you're not interested in participating in the Amazing Race, which is okay. I mean, if that's not just not your cup of tea, or if you have to work that day and can't get out because it is a Friday afternoon.
What day is it?
It is April 22nd. I know, I've been so excited about it, I forgot to say that. It's April 22nd.
Will school still be in?
School will still be in.
Okay.
So it's Friday, April 22nd. The teams go out on staggered starts. This time we're doing two teams every 5 minutes. Last year we did four teams every 15. So it's going to be two teams every 5 minutes. First team's leaving at 1 p.m. Last team's leaving at 1:45 p.m. because we do cap it at 20 teams. And they're usually done. I mean, last year, what time did you get done? 3:30, 4 o'clock. I mean, we've got a couple further locations this year, but I'm still calculating 4:30 at the latest. And then we have a post-race reception from 5:30 to 7. It is essentially a mixer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like a mixer. Mm-hmm. It's just it's being hosted by the chamber as opposed to by a business. And it will also be at the Civic Center. And if people don't want to do the race, but they want to come to the post-race reception, They can buy a ticket for that. Now, racers, the challenge locations, all the sponsors get free tickets to the post-race reception.
Is alcohol served?
It's a cash bar, but yes.
Well, that's good.
But yes, there's, you know, it's a mixer.
Right.
Oh, of course, not all our mixers have alcohol.
No, but they do it the survey. You know, and my daughter actually is the...
Right. Because she sent us the contract yesterday.
Yeah, but she's the contact.
That's why I said, I think you might know where it is, because I happen to know that I've been working with your daughter to get this set up.
That's a good deal.
So, no, you cannot bribe her to find out, because she does know what the
she wouldn't tell me.
I'm sure she
My kids don't tell me anything.
I'm sure she wouldn't anyway.
So it's April what again?
April 22nd.
April 22nd, okay. But I definitely encourage for 4 hours someone to make a team from your employees or from counterparts, and I really encourage
or find people that you like better than your employees and make a team
and really quick and just you know team building it's not crazy expensive. It's $50 a person and that includes everything that you need
and lunch
the reception it's going to include a pit stop but yeah it's a not completely lunch their race shirts which are cool so yeah so I guess we have to take a break and Luz, thanks so much for coming in. We're going to switch gears after the break. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Bill Alexander, Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi, is excited to support Fort Yuma Rotary's PARS Under the Stars Nighttime Golf Tournament. And when you purchase your new or pre-owned vehicle from Bill Alexander, Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi now through April 16th, Bill Alexander Mazda Mitsubishi will purchase 12 golf balls in your name for the Fort Yuma Rotary PARS Under the Stars Bruner Ball Drop. To learn more about Yuma's most exciting night of golf and the Bruner Ball Drop fundraising event, visit Fort Yuma Rotary's PARS Under the Stars website at parsyuma.com. That's parsyuma.com.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Brighten up April with Paradise Casino's $45,000 Spring Fever Cash and Rewards Play Giveaway. Spring into winning and earn entries by playing all month long. Don't miss the hourly drawings on April 2nd, 16th, and 30th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You could win up to $5,000. So much, so close. Paradise Casino.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP 24/7 for problem gambling.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are going to switch gears now because we have a new guest. Sharon Gardner from the Assistance League of Yuma is in with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. And so tell me, you know, the Assistance League of Yuma, I will admit, I mean, I am not very familiar with it at all. So can you at least give me the nuts and bolts of it?
Well, the nuts and bolts, we're a long-term organization, not-for-profit in Yuma, over 70 years old.
Okay.
We run a thrift shop on 4th Avenue. Our thrift shop is all donations we sell, very reasonably priced.
Okay.
And all of the proceeds go to four philanthropic programs in Yuma.
Understood.
The main one is Operation School Bell.
Uh-huh.
We dress children from Yuma County. 54 different schools bring their kids in to be dressed.
Oh, really?
The underprivileged children. And
I've got an underprivileged children next door asleep. Did you see that one coming in?
Did you? You probably didn't even see her, did you? His granddaughter's asleep right outside the studio.
She's quiet.
You can open this door.
Yeah, very quiet.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so we dress kids from kindergarten up through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And so it's really fun to have little bitty kids come in, underprivileged kids. We don't screen them at Assistance League. They're actually screened at the school. And
okay.
The school counselors identify the children in need, get permission from their parents, and then we bring them into Assistance League. They get all new clothes.
Okay.
Some people think we're dressing them out of the thrift shop, but that's not true.
Yeah, let's put them in rags.
I bet they don't have rags in the thrift shop
anyway. No, we do not have rags in the thrift shop. But
it's a beautiful shop. I'm assuming you still have the same one you've had for years.
Yep.
It's gorgeous. I think it's really nicely done.
And I think we have probably the best prices in town.
Yeah.
Lots of bargains every week. But anyway, so those proceeds go to dress the children. Another program we have is Safe House. We work with Catholic Community Services to help people transition from their safe house into new living quarters and help providing them with things to set up a kitchen or a bathroom or all of those things. We have the Albie Bears, which is my favorite. I brought an Albie Bear.
Oh, awesome, because all I saw before was a picture, but oh, it's so cute.
You can't actually see him, but he's a little fluffy bear. He's got a little shirt that says Assistance League. Yuma, and Albie stands for Assistance League Bears of Yuma. So we have some lovely ladies that knit and crochet.
I wish everybody could see this. I wish we'll take a photo of it and put it on our Facebook because he is cute.
He's so cute. The knitters also knit caps for all of our school bell children.
They don't make the bears though.
No, the bears. Yeah,
you have those done.
Buy.
Okay.
But the little hat.
So little Albie Bears is. I just took a photo. I'll get it on our Facebook.
Yeah, and all of our first responders provide those to children involved in any kind of traumatic situation.
Well, I should get one for the granddaughter because living with me is traumatic.
Well, you have to have a car wreck or something, Russ.
No, I'm already a car wreck.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's
anyway,
wonderful.
Well, if you want to see a really fun tribute to our first responders, go on YouTube and Google or whatever you do on YouTube. Search for First Responders Yuma County.
Okay.
Period. First Responders Yuma County. So,
okay, on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. And it shows a really fun tribute that we did with the first responders just a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
So got them dancing. And so...
you got the first responders.
I say they might need, but they
we
might need Albie Bears.
The firemen, the sheriff, the police
sheriff.
Department.
Oh,
you know,
I just want to see Sheriff Wilmot dancing. That's going to be fun.
And then the last program we support is scholarships to AWC.
Okay.
And so we have two or three scholarships depending on our budget each year. So.
That's a lot.
That's a lot in a nutshell.
that's a lot. You know, I mean, I've been running nonprofits for more years than I'm going to admit on the radio, but anyway.
One thing unique about Yuma Assistance League is we're all 100% volunteers. We have no paid personnel.
Okay.
So when you volunteer at Assistance League, you have 100 unpaid bosses because we have no boss.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
But it's really a neat organization. So I love it.
How'd you get involved in it?
Well, when I was working at the hospital, I worked there and retired from Yuma Regional.
Mm-hmm.
I had always donated my clothes because I knew some ladies that were volunteers there. And so I always thought it was a great place. I also knew that sometimes they worked with Crossroads Mission to dress candidates that were looking for a new job. And we'd bring them in and dress them professionally for interviews. And so I always thought it was a great place to donate to. And surprisingly enough, even though I had lived here a large number of years, had donated regularly, had even spoken to the club a couple times, I didn't realize they dressed the children with new clothes. Oh. I thought they were dressing them out of the thrift shop, not with rags, Russ, but with clothes. Yeah. So anyway,
that's beautiful. That's part of the shop. I'm
just
showing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Russ has shown us a photo of it.
Yeah, it's on their website.
Yeah. Anyway, so we find right now we're trying to do an awareness campaign because a lot of people in Yuma don't know what Assistance League mm-hmm. is. And even if they've heard of Operation School Bell, they're not sure what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing like a child's face when they come in, get to pick out three new outfits. If they have school uniforms, they get two school uniforms and then one play day outfit.
Now, you
I brought some examples, which obviously don't show well
on the radio, but that's okay.
You do school uniforms for like the local schools?
Yeah, a lot of the local schools wear cute little, the girls have a lot of choice, so they can wear like a skirt, a cute little khaki skirt.
Now, don't be sexist on it. Boys can wear skirts.
The boys wear shorts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
If they want the skirts, we'd sure give it to them. they can wear pants. They can wear dresses.
Shorts.
So there's a lot of flexibility. Usually the schools have like golfing shirts, collared shirts for the kids, and give them choice, usually red or blue or white or tan.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the school, each one has their own colors.
Yeah, I had a kid in school uniforms all the way until seventh grade.
Yeah, it really is, I think, neat for the kids to all look very similar. You don't have the same distinction between children and their income. When they have school uniforms.
It takes away some of that one-upping or some people can't keep up with the Joneses type stuff. And I like it, too.
I loved it.
From the parents' perspective, you don't have to think, what am I going to dress my kid in today?
That was the best part for me. It's not a matter of waking up in the morning and deciding what he was going to wear in the morning. He was going to wear a navy blue collared shirt and khaki pants.
That was every day.
I knew that's what he was going to wear.
Yep, and they know it. But, again, some of our ladies that volunteer want to dress only the boys because, like a man, the boys typically go in, shoot their shirt, shoot their pants, and they're done.
Yeah.
You know, girls want to try everything on.
And, of course.
They like different fashions and designs and stuff. So I always dress on the girls' side. They're fun. Anyway, we also give them underwear. We give them, five sets of socks, sets of underwear.
Now, is it? You say it's the best pricing. It's you charge for it, or is it free?
No, it's free.
It's free.
It's 100% free for the children.
Okay, for the children. And but it's only, that's all you do is just free.
Yes.
Okay.
For Operation School Bell.
For Operation School Bell.
Additionally, we provide hygiene kits, and we provide school kits.
Now, how does someone get on a list that makes them qualifiable?
They need to talk to their teacher or their counselor at their local school.
So the individual schools will facilitate that and help them with that program.
Yes, that is correct.
We
dressed over 1,300 children in 2019 before COVID.
How do you feel when you get that done? And that's got to be fun.
It's amazing.
That's got to be a fun feeling.
Yeah. And I had one little girl that was just darling, and she got her clothes, and I said, "Are you happy?" And she said, "I'm going to make my mommy so proud." And I said, "Well, that is really sweet, but do you like what you got?" "Oh, yes, but my mommy's going to be proud." And so asked her teacher, I said, "What school is she from?" She told me. And I said, "Well, where does she live?" "Well, she lives at Crossroads Mission. Her mother's homeless."
Okay.
And so it's just, it gives you chills, to think.
Isn't that neat how kids are, though? I like that.
I think I would cry every day.
Well, you cry with happiness.
They would be happy tears just to be able to do that for the kids.
Well, and another lady told me that when they were going through the hygiene kit with the children, one child, the child says, "You mean I get my own toothbrush?"
Oh, no.
My own toothbrush.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, the hygiene kits and the school kits are put together by our ancillary group called Los Dedicados.
Okay.
And so the Los Dedicados are mainly active working, a lot of school teachers, but other people involved in that too. And so they do all of the school kits and the hygiene kits for us and start the bag so that we can add the clothes with the children picking it out. So, and we also provide a really beautiful dark blue fleece jacket, zipper jacket. And so the kids all, You know, and again, when I first started doing this, I could not imagine a child wanting a ski hat, a knitted ski hat, to wear out in 90 degree weather in the spring, you know. But they're so proud of those ski hats.
They like them.
They like them, you know, so it's fun for the kids.
Well, and I love the one that you brought in. The colors are just, that would be my style. I love the colors. Yeah. Are they different colors?
All different
colors. Yeah, because people knit them.
Yeah, we have all, some of them do looms, and some of them do crochet, or knitting, I guess, more than crocheting. But yeah, we have lots of them. We go out through a lot of them. Probably another of the programs, the Safe House program, we have lots of our own members that donate to Safe House, but we also have a budget set aside to buy things for Safe House. And so again, we have volunteer members that go shopping, fill up the back of their SUV and haul it over to Safe House to get a family started in a new home. So that's a very rewarding.
And how many volunteers do you have again? Is it 100?
Well, currently we have 73 active volunteers.
73. That's huge.
Well, we would like it to be huge.
That seems like it needs to be more. See, I'm just thinking how much work this is in the back of my head. I'm just like, do a lot with 73 people.
You don't think about when donations are brought in, we glean them. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole group of volunteers that sort through donations. Make sure that they meet the quality standards of our thrift shop.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We wash them, iron them, you know, and some people say, well, I need to go home and wash these. Well, they've all been washed and ironed before they go out if they need ironing.
How often does somebody dump trash into the collection bins?
Too often at times.
I've heard it's happened.
The bigger problem we have is people who donate large items that are trash should go to the landfill. But if you say anything to them, they claim it's a donation.
Okay.
So we work very closely trying to prevent that from happening because we have to pay to get rid of stuff. And so we've actually worked with the newspaper trying to get more information out to people about where you can dump things for free.
We have a lot in this county.
Yeah.
Our county still has. Not all counties do. And yet, off-roading and stuff, you go out and you see all the trash dumped in the desert. It's so heartbreaking.
It's sad. Yeah.
I'm going to catch them, Sharon. Yeah. I'm going to go out and look.
I think to me, it's terrible when they give it to a nonprofit, not realizing that the nonprofit then has to pay to dispose of it. So, and with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you cool and comfortable quickly. Just call 928-783-4242 or visit onehouryuma.com.
Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime. Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBOU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Sharon Gardner from the Assistance League of Yuma.
Again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. I mean, we're not done yet, but I really had no idea. So one of the staff, Cheryl, set this up. And it's so funny because Cheryl says, don't worry about it. You're going to love it. They do such amazing things there. And I really had no idea.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So we talked about how many volunteers we need.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we run the thrift shop solely with volunteers.
Right.
So right now we're still on reduced hours because we don't have enough volunteers to expand the hours back out.
Wow.
So when you look at running a business, You've got the backside of the business where they're cleaning, sorting, getting things ready. Mm-hmm. We have a couple that come in and they check all of our electronics. They make sure everything's working before we put appliances out. You know, so everything is really checked. If we have things donated that we do not believe is appropriate for our thrift shop, we do donate to a mission in Mexico.
Okay.
And so someone comes and picks up things to take it to Mexico for things. Mm-hmm. That,
now, when you have things that are donated that are trash, and I know that happens sometimes by mistake, sometimes intentional, something you know
it's not
acceptable. What? How do you dispose that? Do you have that big a dumpster there?
We have a large dumpster, so we're able to throw away broken items that are just not repairable.
Okay.
And yes, we do fill it every week.
You do.
Yeah, it's usually pretty full. And we have people that go through our dumpster
to pull out things that they
found valuable. So one person's trash is someone else's treasure. That's true.
I think every dumpster in this town has had somebody go through it to look for a can or something they're going to recycle. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's scary for me sometimes. I see somebody get in the dumpster. Man, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, be careful.
Well, you do worry about that. Yeah. It's a liability. So
as long as they're not sleeping in the dumpster. And that's happened. I've seen it before, but that's scary too, because who knows what the schedule is to pick that dumpster up.
Well,
and you hear be careful around those things stories, you can get hurt with those dumpsters.
Well, the other thing that we need volunteers for is Operation School Bell. Mm-hmm. So to dress these children, it takes quite a crew, you know. So we do all of our own shopping, merchandising. We try to buy locally. We buy from stores here in Yuma if we can find it. Some of our uniforms we have to order online. And so just keeping that merchandise, we go from size 4 children's up to size 22 plus size.
Okay.
And so that's a huge range, even though we only dress up to 8th grade. So we do have some challenges with
challenges to keep it in stock.
I was saying, but I used to teach junior high. Some of those 8th graders are adult size.
Yeah, a lot of 8th graders are adult size. And we have had situations where we couldn't dress someone. And so we work with the school. We run out and buy what they need. We take it over to the school, make sure they try it on, and then make sure they get what they need.
How hesitant are the kids to come in? I mean, I imagine some of them don't go to the mall often or haven't shopped much.
It's their first shopping spree.
It is?
Yeah. A lot of them, it's their very first shopping spree. And think without parents, you know, because we actually let them go look where they want to look.
Without a parent?
No parents. The parents sign releases. The school counselors and school advisors bring the children in.
Okay.
With a bus driver.
All right.
And so then, you know, we dress the children, but that means we help them pick their clothes. We have private dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. If the child needs assistance dressing, we ask the teachers to come in and help. So we don't actually touch the children.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
You know, so we're very conscious of issues in the world.
So
today,
they're without guardian or without parent, going for shopping for the first time. Some of them have to be half scared to death.
You know,
because it's new.
We have a video that we have produced on. It's a virtual tour of our programs. We did it for school district number 1 because it turns out their teachers also don't know all of the things we do. And so we ran into, it's really interesting, Luz was here when I walked in. Her husband's a pastor in the local church.
Yes.
We met them at an event here in Yuma, got to visiting, and it turns out he was dressed at Operation School Bell when he was a child.
Is that right? Wow.
And so he's done a testimony for us on the video.
Wow.
And he says, we used to have Operation School Bell in the back of the thrift shop. And so when he was brought to the back of the thrift shop, he said, I thought they were kidnapping me. No. And he said, and then I walked in and they said, well, pick out what you want. He said, and so it was so amazing. The other thing he said that really resonates is he said, often you forget what people tell you, but you never forget how people make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Great line.
Yeah. And he said, getting a new pair of jeans made him feel great.
I imagine.
And so, anyway, so we have testimonies like that. It's really kind of neat. So, and he's grown up to be very successful. Mm-hmm. We have another person that we dressed when he was a child, and he's grown up to have his own business here in New York.
How old is this organization?
It's 70 years old.
It is 70.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started off as a guild We became Assistance League affiliated with National later when we had enough volunteers to qualify. So, but anyway, it's an amazing organization. It is a charitable organization. So you can donate up to $400 directly to Assistance League instead of paying your state tax for that same $400 or $800 for a couple. And that's in addition to the education taxes credits that you can get.
And this year you were able to, even if you didn't itemize on your federal taxes, claim it there too. So yeah. I always take advantage of that every year.
Yeah.
It's nice getting my refund back, realizing that my tax money went where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, that is true. When you don't have to have a refund, you can owe them.
And that's true.
Instead
and
of paying to the state, you pay to the charitable organization. So that's amazing too. We are looking for volunteers. We do want to be back full service come fall. That means we need some additional volunteers. If you want to do something that just makes you feel like you're changing the world,
now,
come join us.
Now, if somebody's going to volunteer, can they say, look, I only have a day to give or 2 days a week to give?
We expect 75 hours a year.
A year?
A year.
Now, is that low? Yeah, I was talking to the teachers, and I said, you guys, when you're out for the summer, you could volunteer for the summer and well exceed your 75-hour requirement.
I've done 75 hours in a week.
Well, some of us do. When we were working, I did. I can't say I'm doing that now.
Yeah. Do you have to be a certain age to volunteer?
18.
18, okay.
But there's no top limit.
That's good.
So scheduling and all that, and some people would worry about that. If they say, look, I can only work these days or whatever. It's like any operation. It needs people and it needs to be counted on. So I'm sure that it matters. Like, please, just if you say you can be here, please, we can't
do it
without
you. Yeah, we need to count on people. Once the schedule comes out, if you change your demands on your life,
which can happen,
then we ask you to find your own replacement. And the ladies that I work with are so flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to find someone to trade a shift with you. I volunteer usually 2 days a month at Operation Schoolbell and 2 days a month at Thrift Shop. And then another one of my jobs is publicity, which we don't want to know how much time I spend on it.
Well, I know you're spending time on it this morning.
I'm sure that's good for Albert, too. I mean, to get you out of the house occasionally.
Yeah.
Is it? Where's the Thrift Shop?
The Thrift Shop's on 4th Avenue. 1054 South 4th Avenue. Our parking's around the back on 5th off of 5th Avenue. Operation Schoolbell is on right behind the Thrift Shop on the opposite side of 5th Avenue. Yeah. It's a really beautiful building.
It is.
It was completed in 2011. I believe the land was donated to Assistance League and allowed us then to build the new building. So it's really afforded us much more. We're one of the few Assistance Leagues in the nation that actually has a building where we dress the children at the building.
It must make it more special for the kids, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than thinking they're getting kidnapped. I mean, that's an excitement, too. But.
Yeah, it was the best we had at the time. It was the back of the thrift shop, so it was a little spooky.
But I could see how that could happen. I mean, if you've never got, you don't know these people and you've never had the opportunity to do something like that before, I can see. I agree. It could be very scary.
Yeah. The kids are truly amazing. They make it worth it. We make most of our proceeds come from the thrift shop. So people donating, shopping there
items,
really helps us. Yeah. And we have, again, like I say, the lowest prices in town. We have weekly sales. A lot of times things are on sale for half price. Last week we had all children's clothing on sale for 25 cents.
Wow.
The week before, we had all men's clothing for $2 each, whatever it was. One young man came in, I was working, and he bought a whole suit for $2. And I said, well, you got a good deal today.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, our specials are amazing. We post those on Facebook. Follow us on Assistance League on Facebook. And you'll know what our sales are for each week.
That's awesome. And so are you looking for donations to the thrift shop, too?
Yes, please. We really appreciate if you donate when somebody's there. Just ring our bell on 5th Avenue at the parking lot and just push the buzzer and we'll come out. So come during either when we're open. Mondays we're there all morning and afternoon gleaning We're closed that day, but that's a good day to donate to. If there's something really large, like we've had whole households given to us, then we will arrange to do a pickup. And we have volunteers that help us do that. So, but it has to be a large donation.
Yeah, somebody with a truck, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to recruit volunteers to help.
I'm sure.
Do that,
so. What items do the best?
Pardon?
What items do the best? Like, what do you sell the most of?
Probably clothes is a lot. We sell a lot of
25
crafts.
25 cents a piece. Yeah. I'm like, man, I wish I'd had that when my son was little.
We do have 50-cent racks. We sell a lot of 50-cent racks. We'll restock those 3 or 4 times during a shift. Those go out. What puts something on a 50-cent rack? A logo, so something that was given to you at a tournament, a T-shirt with somebody's logo on it.
Oh, so it could be new even.
So it can be brand new and go out if it's, if it's something that's like that. We have a lot of dishes, appliances that go out. Most of our glassware is like 25 cents. I bought a beautiful Italian bowl the other day. I was in there, not on my shift, but at another time.
Wow.
$3. $3 for this beautiful, gorgeous Italian bowl. So you never know what you're going to find in there.
Perfect. Well, that is amazing. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And again, go out on YouTube and look up First Responders of Yuma County, period. And you will see a fun tribute.
I can't wait to see it. Thanks so much.
You've been listening
to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.